Are you striving for God's will in your life, or are you striving for God? What's more important to you? I want you to really think about this and even wrestle with it a little bit. Of course, we all want God's will for our life, and that's a great thing, but not if it overshadows God. Christians in existence, all they ever had in their life was Christ. Life was hard. Life was possibly martyred or just suffering, and all they had is Christ. And that's plenty. If all you ever get in this life is Christ, that's plenty. So strive more for Christ, not for what you think His will is for your life. His will for your life is Himself. Everything else is just a resulting fact in being in Christ. And if you are in Christ, you are completely satisfied. So you need to seek that satisfaction in Christ. Because without it, everything's an idol then at that point. Even His will for your life is an idol. And they're going to leave you empty. I know I'm just as guilty as anybody else out there striving for doing good things and speaking good things and always striving to what's the next step in my life. And we really just need to take the focus off of ourselves and put our eyes on Christ. And I can't say this enough. And I've had dozens of messages already about this, and I'm going to have dozens more to say, keep your eyes focused on Christ. What does that mean now? That should be the immediate question that jumps in your head, because we can get all motivated and feel like, yes, focus on Christ, eyes on Christ, dwell on Christ. What does that mean? And that is the exact reason why I started doing these voice memos and sharing links and stuff, because it's not just some kind of wayward thought of thinking about Jesus or whatever. It's very simple and literal. Dive into the Word of God. Pray, meditate, memorize. I challenge each one of you to start your own little voice memo group. You know, as insufficient as you may feel sometimes, there's somebody else who knows a lot less than you do. You can just rip these voice messages off verbatim if you want and share them with other people. But seriously, find 2, 3, 4 other younger people to pour into, or just people younger or immature in the faith. Say, hey, I'd love to encourage you and get your eyes focused on Christ. Do that. I would find it awesome. A little bunch of little subcategories of people just sharing Christ with one another. And I've said it before, but when I do these messages, it's sanctifying to me. You know, I'm ministering to myself here. It's forcing me to keep my eyes focused on Christ, because I really want to give you guys, you know, a message every day. And so, I mean, there's just residual effects that are beautiful. So I encourage you guys to do that as well. If you're not already pouring into your church and pouring into new believers or just younger believers, focus on Christ. Pray for guidance. Pray for wisdom of what that even means. Read your word. Don't just walk around with your own thoughts, your own opinions on Jesus and what the Christian life is, because they mean nothing without a biblical foundation. Believe all of the Bible. Don't fall into any entrapment of these ignorant beliefs that the Bible isn't all true. And how can, it's been so many translations that, you know, you were missing true meaning and all that nonsense. No, that's been a false idea of the Word of God for a very long time. If we don't trust God of the universe to be sufficient enough to get us the words that we need, even if there are some mistakes in the Bible, God's allowing those mistakes. And we still have enough to live off of. So read it, know it, love it. Love you guys.